question, and the world just isn't like Phil's anymore. The world I see in our religion is very different these days, and let's face it, we as Episcopalians usually just aren't that comfortable with throwing our religion around willy-nilly. Even in this building, we as a congregation only applaud something about twice a year, and one of those things is always the choir singing "Breathe in the Water," so... because they will see it in your actions and your motivations. I honestly think this is the best way to spread the good news in our changing world, by making a good example of yourself and your beliefs, because we live in a time when it's very hard to convince someone of something just using words. You need an example to follow, an example to show what good you can bring to the world. Right now, there are too many bad examples, and it's regular people like all of you who have the opportunity to set the record straight. So don't be afraid of strengthening your own relationship with God first, before you go out into the world spreading the good news in whatever way you like. Most of us will never be like our friend Phil, and that's okay. We can find God ourselves and spread his love through our own actions. In this season of Easter, we're all thinking about resurrection, but that doesn't have to just be the resurrection of the body. It can also be the resurrection of the soul, your own soul. So go figure out what God and resurrection and being a follower means to you, because our relationships with God and how we portray them are different for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us can have a positive effect on the world around us through that relationship.